Warner Brothers Family Entertainment, a Time Warner Entertainment company. Bugs munches a carrot. A sweeping pale blue line forms the stylized R of Regency. Warner Brothers presents, in association with Regency Enterprises, a Shula Donner production. Jason James Richter, August Schellenberg. Free Willy 3, The Rescue. Light sparkles on deep blue water. A sleek black and white orca whale lurks beneath the surface. Water rushes past and churns as a ship cuts along the surface. Rays of light diffuse as they penetrate the blue water. Projectiles shoot down into the deep, leaving trails of bubbles in their wake. The ship moves on. The orca, with pure white underbelly and black top, breaks the surface. Its graceful pointed nose rises up out of the sea. Then it sinks down again into the gloom. Monumental cliffs rise up around a bay. In a fishing town, a young boy, Max, pushes a shopping trolley through a couple of doorways and enters a supermarket. He scoots down aisles, picking up groceries on his way. Wearing a helmet, Max cycles along a rough road with an air rifle strapped to his handlebars. He passes a couple of boats in dry dock. A man is working on one of them. Max cycles on past a van as a guy takes two gas cans from the back.
Hey, Max.
Hey, Smiley.
They go onto a wooden bridge.
Your mom's looking for you.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for my dad's boat.
He radioed in. They're staying out for a few more days.
No big deal. You tell her?
Smiley shrugs.
What was I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Max cycles along the quayside past a massive rusting hulk of a ship and goes through a covered area where men are hosing down large square fish containers. He heads to a white wooden house and sits alone at the base of a forested mountainside. Max takes the air rifle out of its holster and lays his bike down. He runs upstairs at the side of the house and goes in. In the homely living room, Max sits on the floor playing a video game. On the wall is a photograph of a whale lying on a quayside. Max's mum, Mary, comes home with a brown shopping bag.
You're getting really good at that.
Hold on, I have to blow up 50 more.
Talk to your father today.
Yeah, I know, he's not coming home, blah, blah, blah.
You know what else he said?
What?
Maybe you can go with him next time. Would you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Jesse, a handsome young guy with curly brown hair, drives a Volkswagen camper van over a steel girder bridge. He dances around in his seat and looks up at the blue sky dappled with clouds. Jesse smiles and slaps his steering wheel to the music. Three girls in a convertible pull up alongside and smile at him. A couple of them wave, and Jesse jumps around even more. Jesse pulls up at a marina. Carrying a couple of bags, he heads along a walkway to a pristine white research ship. A guy comes after him with a pizza box.
Hey, here's your pizza.
I didn't order a pizza.
This is the Noah, right?
I guess.
Then you ordered a pizza. $22.50.
Pizza's here.
I'll take that.
You must be Drew, right?
What if I am?
I'm Jesse. You hired me through Randolph.
Randolph? You were missing the pizza.
So that's your secret. You hire your crew through the pizza factory.
Actually, I'm not from the pizza factory. I'm your new research assistant.
What'd you say your name was?
Jesse.
Your name's not Willie?
Willie's a well. Randolph, tell her who I am.
I've never seen this kid before in my life. Good pizza.
You didn't tell me he was so young.
He's not so young.
Drew wanders off.
Wait a minute. Listen, I'll do anything. I mean, I'm just here to learn. I'll do whatever you tell me.
Oh, we're gonna get along just fine then. What'd you say your name was?
Jesse.
Okay, Jesse. Help me get this gear down below.
All right.
As the Noah sails off, Jesse sits on a dinghy with Drew and craggy-faced Randolph.
The orca population has declined 10% in the last 2 years, and we don't know why.
A sensor.
We're gonna tag each part of orca with one of these. We'll be able to track our whales anywhere on the planet 24 hours a day. Then maybe we'll be able to figure out what's happening to them.
What do you guys think it is?
Could be environmental factors, a virus, maybe even old age.
Maybe.
For all we know, it could be something perfectly natural.
That's what we're gonna find out.
Night, Max's dad, John, drives up to the White House in a pickup truck. Mary comes out to meet him.
He's my sweetheart.
Max looks out of a window as they hug each other. In his bedroom, Max packs a bag. John comes in and leans in the doorway.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
You ready to catch some fish?
You bet.
Let's get to bed. We leave first thing in the morning.
Okay.
John smiles fondly. Fluffy white clouds hang above the mountains that surround the bay. On the quayside, men unravel fishing nets and cart fish boxes back and forth. Max, John and Mary head along the boardwalk together. Max runs to John's large red and white fishing boat. Max throws a bedroll to one of the crew members. Max climbs aboard. Mary and John walk up.
This is it, huh?
Yep.
Max hugs Mary.
So have fun.
Okay.
Be careful and listen to your dad.
All right.
Max runs along the deck. John embraces Mary. Mary goes. John walks up to a crew member, Sanderson.
Captain?
Max walks over and Sanderson hoists him up onto a box.
Don't let him scare you, Max.
Okay.
What are you going to be when you grow up, kid?
Max stares at him.
Your boss.
In a cabin, Max throws his bag and bedroll up onto a bunk. John unpacks a bag. Max takes a knife from a leather sheath.
That was my dad's knife. Be yours someday.
When?
Max stabs the air with the knife.
When you've earned it.
John puts the knife back in its sheath and regards his son.
I want you to have it. And you will. When you're ready.
Will you show me how to use it?
John puts the knife on a shelf and points at Max.
I'll show you everything I know.
Mary waves from the quay.
Hi, guys! Bye. Have fun!
Bye, Mom!
The boat sails away from the bay past mountains with dense pine trees at their base. Meanwhile, the Noah makes its way across a stretch of water flanked by mountains. On board, Drew, an attractive redhead in her 40s, walks downstairs into the lab, a room full of computer equipment and monitors. Jesse comes in and puts a small electronic keyboard on a worktop. Drew munches some fruit and watches Jesse. He connects the keyboard to a laptop computer and plugs in a microphone. Jesse plays a note on a harmonica and records it on the computer. The sound wave is displayed on the computer screen. Drew stares at Jesse.
What are you doing?
Making a call.
He plays notes on the keyboard.
Willie likes my harmonica playing. When he hears it, he knows it's me.
And so you think you're going to play that sound over the hydrophone?
Yeah.
And he's just going to come running from miles away?
Yeah. Change the harmonica sample to fit Willie's ear. She has much better hearing than we do and can hear much higher.
Much higher sounds, like a dog, yes, I know. I went to school.
I'm pitching the sound so high that we can't hear it, but he can. Then we can make it as loud as we want. If Willie's in a 30-mile radius, he'll be able to hear us.
Jesse plays the sound through the hydrophone.
Sort of a Willie pager.
Pretty cool, huh?
You set this up all by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
He turns to her.
How old are you?
I think that's an awfully personal question.
He smiles. On the fishing boat, the Botany Bay, one of the men listens to an oscilloscope with headphones. Sound waves zigzag across the screen.
Can I listen?
John gives the nod.
Yeah.
Max puts on the headphones. Harpoons are passed up on deck and placed in stands. Max stands watching as the harpoon gun is taken from a long box and mounted on a stand.
Come on. 1, 2, 3
I have really good aim.
With what?
Exterminator, alien invasion, sea creature, wild west, bug house.
It probably would be a good shot.
Sharpshooter, bite the bullet, food
You're
flight,
not kidding.
Clean your room.
Kid's been doing target practice his whole life.
Booger toss, skull crushing, boots of glory, pooper scooper.
On the bridge, one of the crew keeps watch out front with binoculars, while another monitors the oscilloscope. Somewhere out at sea, Willie and his mate rise above the surface and spurt water from their blowholes. They gracefully sink down into the water, which gently caresses their dorsal fins. The two orca whales are joined by several more. They glide along side by side, gently arcing above the surface of the water, then dipping below. A whale's tail fin flips up into the air. A whale breaches, rising up out of the water and throwing itself onto its back. Willie and his mate dive down into the blue-grey gloom. On the Botany Bay, one of the crewmen looks through binoculars. Max and John run up to the prow where the harpoon gun is mounted. Sanderson joins them. Ahead are the whales gliding through the water, half exposed. Max stares at them, entranced.
Here we go!
Sanderson aims the harpoon gun. John hands a harpoon to Max.
Max, here, hold this.
What do I do?
Just help me reload. Give it to me when I tell you.
I'm ready.
Willie and the other whales bob about in the water. John peers through the harpoon gun's sights.
Now!
Not yet. Not yet.
John grips the harpoon gun's trigger. A whale surfaces, and he shoots.
You got it!
Pull around.
Look up the buoy.
Adjust to port. There's another one.
Max stares at the harpoon.
Take up the slack on that line.
Okay, cast off.
Max looks troubled. The harpoon whale hangs lumpenly in the water. Max stares, his mouth open.
Get me the spear gun, now!
John grabs a spear gun.
Hit the line! Denise, hit the harpoon line!
John aims at Willie, whose dorsal fin has flopped over to one side. Willie sinks under the water. John shoots a spear into Willie, who flinches.
Ready.
John aims the harpoon gun.
Dad?
I see you, Max. good work. Port!
The boat turns.
Stand by!
Willie swims towards the prow of the boat.
He's coming right at us.
John stares at the approaching beast, his eyes narrowed determinedly. Max trips and falls overboard. Max flails his arms and legs in the water. Willie swims right up to him, so his black and white nose is almost touching Max. The pair float for a moment face to face. Max's eyes are open. He blows bubbles from his mouth. Willie dips down and swims off beneath Max. Max surfaces.
Max!
Get an engine!
Come on, swim!
John reaches over the side for Max.
Come on.
John and the others lift Max aboard. John squats in front of Max.
Scared the crap out of me.
Sorry.
Okay, let's go below and get you some dry clothes.
Okay.
Take care of the fish.
Those silhouetted mountains rise up in the distance.
Any luck?
Drew walks up.
Not yet.
You want to try these? They're a lot better.
Her binoculars.
All right. Sure, thanks.
He has a look through Drew's high-tech binoculars.
Oh, yeah. These are better. These are great.
Randolph comes over.
Oh, yeah.
See anything?
Nah. Just birds. Things like that.
Jesse's eyes are black from the binoculars.
Oh, it's a little tradition we have, kid. It's called a group photograph. Now, everybody getting close? Welcome aboard, kid.
I like it, Jesse. Brings out your eyes.
Jesse looks at the Polaroid photo and smiles at his black eyes.
You look like a raccoon.
Evening. The Botany Bay is at rest on calm water. Max goes below deck where the crewmen are sitting around. John lights the end of a length of rope to seal it, then grabs beer.
First day, Max, huh? Congratulations.
I didn't do anything.
Well, on this boat we all do the work. We all share the credit.
Oh.
Here.
Sanderson hands Max a tooth on a string.
That's a tooth of a sperm whale, Max. Souvenir of our last trip.
You're one of us now, kiddo.
What do you say, Max?
Max looks unimpressed.
Thanks.
A strip of silver moonlight gleams across the rippling water. On deck, Max leans on a railing and dangles the tooth from its string. Nearby, Willie surges through the water, briefly surfacing. Max sits on deck, dangling his leg over the side. A tire hangs over the side on a rope. Max kicks the rope back and forth and the tire squeaks. Willie swims close to the boat. He sees Max kicking his leg back and forth. Max gets up to walk away. Hearing the sound, Max stops. He leans on the railing for a moment, looking out to sea. Max sits on the deck again, dangling his leg and the long, pointed sperm whale tooth over the side. Startled, Max drops the tooth. The tooth has dropped into the tire hanging over the side. Willie watches through the rippling water as Max climbs under the railing, hooks his ankles around the railing support, hangs upside down, and reaches inside the tire for the tooth. Willie swims to the surface. Scared out of his wits by the giant beast, Max leans up and clambers aboard, leaping over the railing. Max gets up and leans on the railing. He stares wide-eyed at Willie, who's poking his black-and-white nose up out of the water at him. Max glances to his side.
Go away!
Willie bobs up and down in the water.
Go on. Leave. Go over there. Come on. Go on. Get out of here. They'll see you. They'll kill you. Go on. Get out. Go over there.
Max points ahead of the boat. Max grabs a round buoy and throws it at Willie. Willie sinks down under the water. Max walks off along the deck. The buoy hits Max on the back of the head and he turns round, shocked. He looks around bewildered, then picks up the buoy and looks at the sea. John appears and Max quickly sits on the buoy.
Hi.
Hi. Did you hear that?
What?
Listen.
What?
Willie's disappeared.
They make this sound. Sound of their blowhole. I thought I heard it.
I didn't hear anything.
Get me my spear gun. Quietly now, go.
Max goes to a long wooden box and gets a spear gun. John stands by the railing looking at the sea. Suddenly the surface surges and swirls.
Hurry, Max, I see him.
Max runs with the spear gun and stumbles on purpose, dropping it.
Max.
John grabs the spear gun and shoots at Willie. Floodlights come on.
See? There.
Shoot!
See, where is he?
Willie's gone.
Did you get him?
John stares at the rippling water.
Dad?
He's gone.
Max's leg is bleeding.
Got your shin. Let's get that taken care of.
Max sits in the cabin while John puts a dressing on his bloody shin.
Do I need stitches?
I don't think so, Max.
Sorry, I screwed up.
Well, you'll be okay once you get your first.
My first?
First kill. That's what mistakes are for. You learn. Might even get a little scar here if you're lucky.
How did you know the whale was there?
Well, you get a sense. You'll get it too after a while. Never take your eye off the ball, Max. If you do, the sea will get you, or the whale will.
The whale will?
Don't you worry. We'll get him first. I promise.
Max lies on his back studying the whale tooth. On the Noah, Jesse lies on his bunk. Hanging above him is a small carved pendant in the shape of a whale. Randolph is on the bunk below.
Randolph?
Hmm.
Thanks.
For what?
For talking Glenn and Annie into letting me go.
I promised them I'd keep you out of trouble.
And they believed you?
They both smile. In the lab, waveforms zigzag across the computer screen as Jesse's recording plays over and over. Moonlight glitters on the rippling sea. On the Botany Bay, two of the crew members look at the oscilloscope. Sound waves zigzag across the screen.
What the hell is that?
Hey, you got something?
No. Something.
I don't hear anything.
Take a look at the grid.
Come on, you sure this thing is working right?
Morning. The Noah sits by the shore at the base of a hillside covered in a dense pine forest. Willie swims through the murky water towards the hull of the Noah. Jesse lies on his bunk, sleeping. Willie bumps the bottom of the boat. Jesse's jolted awake. He leaps out of bed, puts on his sneakers and runs upstairs. He runs along the deck as Willie swims up.
Hey, boy! What took you so long?
The others come over.
Hey. What is it? What's the matter, Willie?
Willie swims away. Drew and Randolph share anxious looks.
Something's happened.
Jesse and Randolph take the small dinghy out to where Willie is swimming near the shore. Jesse waggles his hand in the water.
Come on, boy. Come on!
Willie bobs up out of the water.
Something's wrong with him.
On the Botany Bay...
Come and take a listen to this. It's a signal I recorded the other night. I wanted to hear what it would sound like to us, so I brought it down a couple hundred octaves. This is what I got.
John listens.
That's no animal I've ever heard.
It's not an animal.
You're sure of that?
Just a loop. Plays over and over again.
A loop of what?
Willie swims around by the dinghy. The spear sticks out of his tail.
What's the matter, boy?
Is that a harpoon?
It's a spear. From a spear gun.
On the Botany Bay, Max goes below deck. In a workshop, Sanderson is sharpening a tool on an angle grinder. Sparks fly as metal grinds against metal. Sanderson stops the grinder and takes off his goggles. Max goes and feels the end of a sharp, pointed tool.
What's this?
That's just a tool of the trade we use to keep it afloat until you're ready to bring it on board down here.
What happens over here?
That's where we harvest the meat. Then we package it.
He opens the freezer.
And freeze for shipping.
Who do you sell it to?
Norway, Russia, Japan. There's a big underground market for whale meat.
Underground? You mean illegal?
It's $200 a pound, kid.
There you are. It's a good time to learn the harpoon.
John takes Max up to the prow of the ship where the harpoon gun is mounted.
It means a lot to me, Max, you being here.
Me too, Dad.
Get up to the bow there.
Wearing goggles and a wetsuit, Jesse swims down to Willie. Using bolt cutters, he clips the spear and pulls out the point. Jesse swims back to the dinghy and climbs aboard.
Way to go, Jesse.
Willie swims away and Drew throws Jesse a towel.
Thanks.
Willie's mate swims over to Willie.
Who's that?
Who?
With Willie. They look like they know each other.
That's Nikki.
Is that a boy Nikki or a girl Nikki?
He's a girl.
Jesse smiles.
All right, Willie. Come on, boy.
Drew takes pictures.
Looks like they've got better things to do.
I think I can get their attention.
He takes oranges from a bag.
Nikki and I spent some time together in Puget Sound. We're all friends.
He throws an orange.
One day I dropped my lunch into the water, and Nikki ate it.
Nikki swims over as Randolph throws more oranges into the water. Oranges bob about in the water. Nikki submerges, then pops up, mouth open, and gobbles an orange. Willie does the same. Randolph holds out an orange. Nikki swims up and knocks it out of his hand.
Also, she likes to play with her food.
Nikki opens her mouth and Randolph throws the orange in. Jesse pops an orange into Willie's mouth.
There you go.
He rubs Willie's nose.
Okay, enough fooling around. Come here, girl.
Okay, Willie. tag time.
Jesse climbs over Willie and sticks a sensor on the underside of his flopped-over dorsal fin. Randolph sticks sensors on Nicky.
Now I'll always be able to find you.
The sensors on Nicky are linked to a laptop computer which shows her vital signs. Drew and Randolph study the screen.
What's the matter?
I'm not sure.
Is she sick?
Either Nicky has two hearts or...
Or she's gonna have a baby.
You're gonna be a mama, girl.
Randolph pats her nose.
All right, Willie.
Jesse gets in the water. On the Botany Bay, Max is on the bridge with the crew, one of whom looks ahead through binoculars.
Can I be a lookout?
Captain's kid. You can do whatever you want.
Max looks through the binoculars. He sees two spurts of water shoot up out of the sea, then Willie and Nicky swimming together side by side.
You see anything, kid?
Not a thing.
The sound operator gives Sanderson the thumbs up and he grabs the binoculars. He spots Willie in the distance and Nicky close by, both flapping their tails up out of the water.
Kajira.
What's Kajira?
Sound the horn.
Yep.
Max looks anxious.
You ready, Max?
Okay.
Let's go fishing.
As they head for the whales, Max follows John up to the harpoon gun on the prow. Sanderson loads a harpoon into the gun and John turns it to face out front. Willie and Nicky swim on, side by side. John moves Max up to the gun as Willie and Nicky swim on. Max looks through the gun's sights.
Aim right through the crosshairs down the end of the cannon barrel.
Like this?
Remember, aim where the target's going to be, not where it's at. If you aim at the target, you're guaranteed to miss.
Willie surges across the line of fire.
Ready? Wait. Wait. No! Hand me the next one.
They grab the harpoons.
I got it.
Go, Max. Let Sanderson do it.
Max gets his foot tangled in the rope.
Keep still.
Hurry up.
Don't move.
Drop it.
Just give it to me.
Step aside.
Max watches as Willie and Nicky swim ahead of the boat. John aims the harpoon gun. Max looks around and sees the Noah in the distance.
Dad, a ship!
John glances round, but then looks ahead determinedly, aiming the harpoon gun. Nicky rises out of the water. Sanderson rushes over to John.
Captain!
John looks at the guy on the bridge and gestures, cut. Sanderson removes the harpoon and he and John take the gun down.
Get below, kid.
Move!
The ship turns.
Come on! Pick it up!
On the Noah, Jesse and Randolph look across at the Botany Bay as it turns. Randolph uses binoculars.
Is that a whaling ship?
No harpoon.
They watch as Willie surfaces right next to the Botany Bay. Willie flaps his tail up and down, splashing the side of the ship. John and Sanderson go to the side and watch. Randolph hands the binoculars to Jesse, who watches Willie repeatedly splashing the side of the ship.
That's them, Randolph. That's gotta be them. I mean, Willie wouldn't do that unless it was them.
Willie flaps his tail, creating more waves. Standing at the side, John gets splashed. He looks across at Randolph, who watches him intently. Jesse rushes to the bridge, where Drew is with the crewman. The Botany Bay sails away.
You have to call this in.
kid, there's nothing to call in.
You saw it yourself. Willie went after that boat. He was defending himself. They attacked him.
And you know that for a fact.
It's obvious. If you'd open up your eyes, sir.
Botany Bay checks out. It's a registered salmon boat. His captain, John Wesley, is licensed and his record is clean.
You're right. If they were whalers, they'd have a big neon sign saying, arrest me, I kill whales, hello?
Do you really expect me to call Marine Patrol and tell them that a whale told us there are whalers out here? You could hear their laughter without using your radio. Stephen, set course for port.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe this. They're whale killers and you're gonna let them go.
We're doing port. And port is where we're going.
What would it take?
Excuse me?
For you to make the call.
Proof. You show me some proof, I'll be happy to call it in.
Jesse stands up on deck with Randolph and Drew.
That guy's a jerk.
You're right, he's a jerk.
You just noticed this?
I thought you were gonna tell me he's just doing his job.
Well, he is just doing his job.
And the whalers are just doing their jobs. We're just gonna follow orders and do nothing to stop him. It's not a problem.
If you keep this up, you're gonna get me fired.
Down in the lab.
If we can't follow the whales, maybe we can get them to follow us. Then we can keep an eye on them.
You can't keep an eye on them all the time. Today, or next year, these monsters will find them, and we won't be there to do anything about it.
On the bridge of the Botany Bay.
It's coming from that boat.
What is?
That sound that didn't quite sound like a whale.
What the hell is it?
Well, I can tell you this. Every time we find whales, that boat's not far behind. And there's that signal again.
They play the signal, and the whales come.
You have it on tape, right?
Yes, sir.
So we could broadcast this ourselves if we wanted to, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm. We'd have to go into port for a few parts.
John paces.
If they can do it, so can we. You do what you have to do to make that thing broadcast, and we can make the whales come right to us.
The Botany Bay sails on under a hazy grey sky, heavy with clouds. John walks out on deck where Max is leaning against a railing. John leans on the railing beside him. John looks out to sea and Max turns to him.
What's Kajiri?
Where'd you pick that up?
Sanderson. That's what he called them.
It's a kind of sushi. It's a use for killer whales, Max. We harvest the meat and sell it to the Japanese to eat.
What?
You know what your grandfather would say about that?
What?
Is that God's work, son? Sushi for the Japanese?
I don't get it.
God's work. That's what Dad said whaling was. Because for hundreds of years, the whales they killed made oil that filled the lamps that lit the world. Whalers made light. It was work that meant something then.
What does it mean now?
John frowns.
It means you have a right to be what you are, to make a living. That's what it means.
Max looks thoughtful. Back at the port, a small boat chugs past the Noah, which is moored. Jesse stands up on deck with his laptop in front of him. He notices Max standing on rocks by the shore. Jesse taps a few keys on the computer. He keeps glancing at Max, who tosses something into the water, and walks away. Jesse goes to the other side of the ship and keeps an eye on Max. Max runs along a jetty to where the Botany Bay is moored. Jesse looks thoughtful. He goes to the rocks where Max was standing. He pokes a stick in the water and fishes out the object that Max threw in. He grabs it and regards it. It's the sperm whale tooth that Sanderson gave Max. A waitress comes over to Jesse in a cafe.
Hi. What can I get you?
Two cups of coffee, please.
Sure.
She goes and Randolph comes and joins Jesse.
No sail. Coastal Marine Patrol doesn't want to know about a possible whaling ID. They say call when you have
proof. I know. What do they call proof?
Short of actually catching them red-handed, I have no idea.
Can I get you anything else?
Well, that'll be all, thank you.
We have to get on board. I mean, then we get the proof that we need.
On board the Botany Bay. A whaler ship. Full of whalers. Are you crazy?
I'm going to check out some local fish merchants. Walk around. See if I come up with any hard evidence.
Maybe you haven't noticed, we stick out like sore thumbs around here. And that's almost as dangerous as sneaking on their boat.
That's why you're going back to the ship.
I am?
I've already asked Drew to find something to keep you busy.
Randolph, but...
I promise Ben and Annie, remember? Now get going. Drew's expecting you.
Randolph goes and Jesse raises his eyebrows. He looks across the harbor at the Botany Bay. He regards the ship thoughtfully. He walks up the jetty to the ship, which is at anchor. He looks around to check no one's looking, then climbs aboard. He walks across the deck and spots a padlocked door. He looks amongst some bundles of rope, then searches on top of a beam for a concealed key.
Perfect. Great.
The door opens and Max steps out onto the deck.
Hi.
You work on the boat?
Sure.
What's your name?
Max, what's yours?
Randolph.
So what do you want?
Well, I'm looking for work.
Doing what?
I've done herring, mackerel, salmon, orca.
What's orca?
Well, it's a type of whale.
Oh.
I don't like them, though. They stink.
Well, I kind of like them. Hi, Dad.
Jesse turns around and sees John standing behind him.
Who's your friend, Max?
His name is Randolph.
How you doing?
He's looking for work.
Yeah.
We're all crewed up.
Okay.
John steps over to Jesse.
Why don't you show your friend out, Max?
He's not really my friend. I'm gonna go see Mom now.
Sure.
See you around.
Jesse steps past John and jumps off the ship onto the jetty. John watches him go and looks thoughtful. Salmon are being sorted and packed into crates of ice in a warehouse. Randolph wanders through the warehouse and looks around. He sees John get out of a pickup truck and go over and talk to a guy.
Hey. See you got Eddie working the hose.
How you doing?
Sign on the line. Yep, what's going on?
In town, Jesse catches up to Max as he walks along a street.
Hey, Max!
I gotta go.
What's your dad really fishing for, huh?
My dad's a salmon boat captain.
I gotta get
there.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he is.
Max walks off, leaving Jesse staring after him. In a library, Max puts a pile of books down on a table and opens one. He looks at a picture of a commercial whaling operation. A large number of dead whales are being towed behind a ship. As Max pushes the book aside, Jesse comes into the library and wanders over to Max.
I lied to you.
Big whoop.
Jesse takes a seat next to Max.
I'm not a whaler.
So what?
Well, I'm sort of the opposite.
You're a whale?
No, but I'm trying to protect them. What he's doing is wrong, and you know it.
Who?
Your dad.
My dad's a salmon boat captain.
Jesse gives him a knowing look.
Why do you care anyway?
If one of your friends was in trouble, wouldn't you try to help them?
If I could.
My friends are whales.
Max stares at him, then looks away thoughtfully.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure you do. I'll show you.
What?
The whales. I'll introduce you. Come on.
In the Noah.
Whoa.
Come here.
They look at a computer screen.
That Game Boy tells you where whales are?
Not all. Just one.
The computer shows the location of the whale. Later, Jesse and Max speed across the bay in an inflatable dinghy with an outboard motor. They head into a quiet inlet. Tall pine trees line the craggy shoreline. Jesse slows the dinghy.
Listen. They're close.
Max looks around at the water.
It's quite a sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know an orca is mostly water?
Sure.
But did you know that when he sings, you can feel the beat of his song in time with the waves?
Frowning, Max looks at the glassy surface of the water. Clouds are reflected in it.
Why do they do that?
I say it's because they're good musicians. A friend of mine thinks differently. He says the whole earth is breathing, and that their song is the earth breathing.
A lone seagull bobs on the tranquil waters close to the shore. Ripples spread across the surface from the hull of the boat, and an enormous white waterfall cascades down the wooded hillside. A killer whale rises up out of the water and blows water from its spout. It dives back beneath the surface of the waves. Jesse looks through his binoculars and spots a school of killer whales.
There they are.
Can I look?
Yeah, here.
Thanks.
Max looks through the binoculars.
Oh, yeah.
He puts the binoculars down and leans over the side of the boat. He wets his fingers, then rubs them across the rubber hull. A whale responds by nudging the side of the boat and spraying water from its blowhole.
Hey, boy.
The whale, Willie, submerges.
Where'd he go?
Willie comes up under the boat and nudges it again. Max looks disconcerted.
He likes to play games.
What games does he know?
Fetch. Fetch by far is his favorite.
What does he fetch?
We'll see.
Fully clothed, Jesse jumps into the water and disappears beneath the surface. Max takes his life jacket off and jumps in too. Below the surface, he sees Jesse patting Willie's enormous head. Jesse climbs onto Willie's back and waves to Max as Willie carries him along. Willie surfaces with Jesse still clinging to him. Then they dive down under the surface again. Jesse jumps off Willie's back and Willie swims over to Max. Max rides on Willie's back and they rise up out of the water. Max and Jesse take it in turn to ride on Willie's back. Jesse pats Willie as he rides on his back. Max is silhouetted against the sky as he rides on Willie's back. Under the water, Max swims over to Willie, who opens his gigantic mouth. Max reaches in and strokes the whale's tongue. Out of breath, Max and Jesse swim back towards the surface and emerge beside their boat. They exchange smiles.
What? I've never seen him take to anybody like that before. Except once.
Max watches Willie dive beneath the surface.
I thought maybe he was like that with everyone.
Nah, he's only like that with family.
Well, I'm not his family.
You tell him that.
They climb back in the boat and set off across the bay.
Is this your job?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know people had jobs like that.
Neither did I.
Hey, turn in there.
Jesse steers the boat past a rocky promontory with a tumble-down shack on the end of it. They pull into a cove. Back on dry land, Max leads Jesse over to his house.
Me and my dad built this porch last summer.
Oh, yeah?
Inside, Jesse looks at family photos on top of a piano.
It's a big family.
Yeah.
What's it like to have a big family like this?
Just like any family, you know.
No, I don't.
Jesse turns away from the photo, shaking his head.
This isn't right.
What?
Even though he's doing something wrong, he's still your dad.
Jesse holds up the whale tooth pendant.
Drop this.
I don't want it.
Stopping myself.
Jesse goes, leaving Max frowning. Max gets up and makes to go after Jesse, then stops by the door and leans against the wall. That night, Randolph climbs aboard the Noah. He looks in through the windows, then makes his way inside.
Jesse!
Getting no reply, he marches on through the boat.
Jesse!
He walks past the bridge and goes through to Jesse's cabin. He finds a walkie-talkie and an earpiece on the bed, beside a note saying Randolph. He speaks into the walkie-talkie.
Jesse.
Randolph, where are you? We're getting the proof we need.
Where are you?
If I tell you, you gotta promise not to be mad at me.
You have any idea what they'll do to you if they catch you?
You know what they're gonna do to Willie if they catch him?
Right now, I'm more worried about you than I am about Willie.
Listen, Wesley's still at the bar. Keep him there. I don't want this boat leaving with me on it.
Jesse.
Sorry, gotta go.
Jesse's aboard the Botany Bay.
Jesse?
Jesse hides as a crew member boards the ship. The crewman looks around suspiciously. Randolph steps out onto the deck of the Noah and looks over at the Botany Bay. Apparently satisfied that all is well, the crewman goes below decks and Jesse emerges from his hiding place. At home, Max's mum helps him into his pajamas.
Mom?
Yes, Max?
What do you do if somebody's making you do something that you don't want to?
Who?
Oh, just someone.
You should never let other people tell you what to do. You have to stick up for yourself. You do what you think is right.
Do you always have to do what's right, even if it hurts?
That's the hardest part. You should do it even if it hurts.
Is that what you do, Mom?
I try my best.
Yeah. No.
Bed.
No.
We'll take two of the tall ones.
In a bar, John buys a round for himself and another man. Randolph is sitting nearby.
Thanks a lot.
Randolph has the walkie-talkie's earpiece pressed into his left ear. Drew is sitting at a table and spots Randolph. On the Botany Bay, Jesse shines a flashlight as he searches the decks for evidence. He comes to a window and looks down through it at two crewmen below decks.
You should go get the captain.
Hey, take your time and get a good night's sleep tonight.
Well, he says he wants to leave as soon as we're ready.
All right, all right.
One of the men steps over the other.
Don't worry, I'll get those.
Up on deck, Jesse opens a hatch and shines his torch inside.
Randolph, I think I found something.
Jesse, get out of there. I don't think they're going to be here much longer.
You gotta buy me some more time.
What do you expect me to do?
A crewman goes by.
Jesse.
I don't know, ask him to dance or something.
You're not my type.
John and his buddy are still drinking.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Jesse disappears below decks. Max leaps into bed.
What if they catch him?
Who? Your father? He would never get caught.
Would he have to go to jail?
No, honey, is that what you're worried about? He would never have to go to jail.
Then what would happen?
They'd take away his boat, that's all. Maybe make him pay a fine.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise. You know your father loves you very much, don't you?
Yeah.
He does what he does for you and me, to make us happy, put a roof over our heads.
Yeah, but don't you ever wish...
No, Max, I don't.
Don't you ever wish you would stop? Don't you ever wish you would do something else?
She gives him a kiss.
I love you, Max.
She turns the bedside light off.
You could tell him. He'd listen to you.
I believe in your dad. I support him, for better or worse. Good night, Max.
She turns the main light out and goes, closing the bedroom door behind her. Frustrated, Max throws his pillow on the floor. One of the crewmen from the Botany Bay walks into the bar and goes over to John. Randolph spots him and removes his earpiece.
Okay, guys, Ron says he's got everything wired up, ready to go, so...
Cancel our order. Let's go.
On the Botany Bay, Jesse has found a selection of harpoons. In the bar, Drew watches as Randolph intercepts John.
Ah, Wesley! John Wesley! I thought it was you!
Do I know you?
I hit the jackpot.
I don't think I remember you from the old days.
Oh, but I remember you. Boy, do I remember you.
Randolph, stop fooling around.
Randolph staggers drunkenly. John smiles good-naturedly.
We're on our way out. We'll catch you up next time, friend.
You don't seem to understand. I know who you are, and I know what you do, and I'm no friend of yours.
Randolph punches him across the table. Sanderson grabs Randolph, and they slug it out.
Randolph?
Hey!
Another crewman moves to intervene. Drew tosses ice from the bar onto the floor. He slips and falls, pulling people over.
Wait.
Randolph shoves Sanderson. Drew trips him up, and he falls onto the second crewman. They get to their feet, and John grabs Randolph's shoulder.
You're making a mistake. I suggest you ride out on the boat you came in on.
Randolph glares at John, who nods to his crewman and leaves. Randolph turns to Drew.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
The natives don't look too friendly.
Yeah, let's get a drink.
On the Botany Bay, Jesse takes one of the harpoons as evidence. He plants a sensor on top of a beam. Max opens his bedroom window and climbs out onto the roof. John and his two crewmen make their way back to the Botany Bay. Jesse opens a hatch in the deck and climbs out as John and the two crewmen board the ship.
Okay. Let's get the hell out of here. Got my vote.
Yes, sir.
Jesse keeps low on the decks and watches with mounting alarm as the crew begin casting off the mooring ropes. As he makes a break for it, he trips. The crew look up suspiciously but don't see him. John waves all clear to the rest of the crew.
Ready.
Jesse picks himself up and hurries towards the stern of the boat, having dropped the harpoon on the deck. Sanderson finds the hatch that Jesse climbed out of open and closes it. He walks past the harpoon without spotting it. Jesse sees another crewman up ahead.
Standing by!
Jesse is forced to hide in the engine room as the crewman who walked past the harpoon approaches. Jesse finds a hiding place below decks and watches as Sanderson walks down into the engine room and starts the ship's engines. Once Sanderson has gone, Jesse comes out of hiding and unwittingly snags the whale tooth pendant on a piece of machinery, leaving it behind. He spots an oily rag and stuffs it through a hatch in the ship's engine.
Stands away!
The Botany Bay begins to pull out of the harbour. Jesse cautiously makes his way back onto the deck. He makes his way slowly towards the prow. In the engine room, the rag is interfering with the engine, and it begins to billow smoke. Jesse shines his torch around looking for the harpoon, but there's no sign of it.
Great.
Max has the harpoon.
You dropped this.
Give me that. What are you doing here?
Getting in trouble.
Sanderson steps into the engine room and sees the smoke. He immediately shuts the engine off. He opens the hatch and finds the dirty rag inside. He looks around and spots the whale tooth pendant snagged on the machinery.
So what are we gonna do?
We're gonna have to swim back to shore.
We are not.
All right.
What are you doing?
See you later.
Jesse presents the harpoon to Drew and the Noah crew.
Here's your proof. Pulled this out of Willie's tail 2 days ago. This I found under the deck of the Botany Bay.
We were right.
I see.
We gotta stop them.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We'll call this in first thing in the morning.
We can put these guys out of business. But only if we move right now.
I'm not about to risk $2 million worth of equipment to do the Marine Patrol's job.
There are rules that have to be followed.
Now, why don't you just sit down and I'll get you a soda? Hey, we've got a very busy day ahead of us tomorrow.
No, thanks. I'm a little tired. Got some sleep.
Suit yourself.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for all you've done.
There's nothing.
No kidding.
Jesse and Randolph walk along the jetty together.
Those guys have already left. They're going after the whole pod tonight. Willie, Nikki, Nikki's baby. Can I ask you a question?
10 years in jail.
What?
The penalty for borrowing a boat that doesn't belong to you. It's called piracy. 10 years in jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
You're right. It was a bad idea.
Let's do it.
Jesse unties the Noah's mooring rope. He opens the Noah's wheelhouse door and goes below.
Jesse!
I'm down in Drake's room, looking for the key.
Randolph opens a desk on the bridge. Drew looks in on him.
What are you looking for?
The Spurs 30 key.
You're stealing the boat.
Yep.
And going after the whalers.
Yep.
You'll go to jail.
I can live with that.
Why?
Because it's the right thing to do.
You work for me, Randolph. You understand that, don't you?
I guess you'll have to fire me.
What if I were to order you to ready this boat for immediate departure?
She takes the spare key from its hiding place.
It means you lose your job.
Hey, they told me to keep an eye on you, and that is exactly what I'm going to do.
She hands him the key. The rest of the Noah's crew make their way back along the jetty.
And she won't waste drinks on lovers anymore.
They see the Noah has gone.
Stevens, where did you put the boat?
As the first light of dawn creeps across the sky, the Botany Bay chugs its way over the calm water.
I don't hear anything.
The whales will.
Okay. But the signal we've stolen will take out the whole pod in a week. Tell Sanderson to arm the harpoon.
In a cabin, Max overhears the conversation. As John comes into the cabin, he pretends to be asleep. John looks surprised to see him.
Hi, Dad.
What are you doing here?
I was looking for you. I guess I fell asleep. What's going on?
By the harpoon.
I have a question.
Here, Max, take this. Squeeze some oil down in the pivot joint there.
Why is it wrong to hurt other people?
Well, that's the rule, Max. It just is.
But don't you ever want to do what you want, no matter who it hurts?
Maybe. Just don't do it.
Why?
Why what?
Why don't you do it?
People have rights.
Even people you hate?
Yep.
I didn't know I had rights.
What do you do?
Aboard the Noah, Randolph uses a pair of dividers to plot a course on a chart. Drew is beside him at the helm. Jesse sits at a computer checking the position of the whales. John and Max.
Dad?
Yes, Max?
What if whales are like people?
They aren't.
Well, what if they are?
Max, whales are animals. They were put here by God for us to hunt. You don't get upset when you eat a cheeseburger, do you?
Why not?
Whales don't feel. They aren't people. They're just fish.
You're wrong.
You know better than me. You're 10 years old.
But you're wrong, Dad.
And I've been wrong all my life. And my dad was wrong, and his dad too. We're all wrong, and you're right.
And you're hurting people.
Who am I hurting? I'm not hurting anyone.
Max looks frustrated. Sanderson approaches.
Captain.
What is it this time?
Sorry, Captain, but I think you should know. Found this in the engine room.
The whale tooth pendant. John looks highly annoyed. He takes Max to a cabin and locks him inside. Aboard the Noah, Jesse is still tracking the whales.
J-Pod's turning around, heading right for the Botany Bay.
The whales break the surface of the water, their spouts shooting spray into the air. On board the Botany Bay, John is with the sonar operator on the bridge.
Where are they?
From the sound of it, about 5 kilometers north-northwest. And closing. This thing works like a charm.
They've stolen your signal. Willie won't know the difference. They're swimming right into a trap.
Thinking it's me.
On the Botany Bay, Max tries to force open his cabin's porthole. The Noah sails into a thick sea mist. Jesse looks through binoculars.
I can't see a thing.
We better hurry.
Something just occurred to me.
Yeah?
When we find them, what are we going to do?
The Botany Bay sails through the mist. One of the crew looks through binoculars and spots the whales.
Here they are.
10 o'clock.
He hands the binoculars to John, who looks out of the window and sees the whales.
Let's go.
John walks up to the harpoon at the prow of the ship. In his cabin, Max pulls a hunting knife out of its sheath. On board the Noah...
We're too late.
No, they're just around the point. All we need is a few minutes to catch up.
We don't have a few minutes.
Max uses the hunting knife to pry open the porthole. John stands poised at the harpoon, waiting to strike. Max makes his way along the deck towards the prow of the ship.
Hold her steady.
Max looks over the side of the boat and sees they're closing fast on the whale pod. John's finger tightens on the harpoon trigger.
Hey, Dad!
Max, don't you dare! Man overboard!
No! No, no!
Hard aboard!
Yes, sir!
John grabs a lifesaver ring.
Now go astern!
Hardy stern!
Randolph, look at this. Botany Bay's turning around. They're doing a big circle.
Why would they do that?
Max.
John throws the ring to Max as he floats in the water.
Come on, Max. Grab the ring.
Say you're wrong!
Come out of the water now or you'll freeze to death.
No!
Frustrated, John throws the ring again.
Grab it, Max! Grab the ring now!
Reluctantly, Max grabs hold of the ring. John hauls on the rope attached to the ring and pulls Max back onto the boat. He glares angrily at sodden Max.
Get below.
Max goes and John turns to the crew.
Let's go.
On board the Noah.
There she is.
Botany Bay, this is the Noah.
We know who you are and we know what you're doing. If you attempt to harm these whales...
What now?
You'll be fired upon.
You will be fired upon. With what? We don't have anything to fire upon them with.
They don't know that.
You're right on top of them.
I figured they would be here. Take the helm.
What do I do?
You just steer. It's easy.
Randolph hands Drew a flare pistol. She goes out onto the deck and shoots the flare over the top of the Botany Bay. Standing at the harpoon, John sees it go by.
Ready to spear guns.
Right away.
On the bridge of the Botany Bay, Sanderson picks up the radio.
Noah, this is the Botany Bay. We're fishing for salmon. Please stay clear of us. We can't see a thing in this fog.
John concentrates as he aims the harpoon. The whales break the surface close to the ship. Jesse guns the Noah's engines and picks up the radio.
Coastal Marine Patrol, this is the Noah on Channel 16. Mayday, mayday, there's been a collision.
You better let me steer.
The Botany Bay bears down on the whales. As John's finger tightens on the harpoon's trigger, the Noah slams into the side of the Botany Bay, jolting John's aim. The harpoon goes off and flies over the top of Willie, just missing him. A boom arm on the ship jolts free, and it swings across the decks. A net trailing from it hits John and knocks him overboard. A cable holding the net strains. Now under the water, John pulls off his boots. Max runs up to the deck of the Noah to look for his dad. Jesse looks out from the prow of the Noah. Beneath the waves, Willie swims over to John and tries to help him to the surface. Panicking, John draws a sheath knife and tries to stab Willie as he comes back to help him. John collides with Willie's tail fin and drops the knife before he can do any damage. Willie pushes the terrified John up to the surface with his snout. Max watches as his fearful father tries to swim away from Willie. Max frantically rubs a handrail with his wet hand, making whale-like noises. John's crew stand by with spear guns, but Willie backs away from John and leaves him alone. The crew hold their fire. Willie swims away. As he does so, the cable holding the net gives way and the net falls on John, dragging him under the water. Max watches as his father submerges. Trapped inside the net, John struggles frantically but to no avail. Willie swims over to him and circles slowly around the net. Willie swims up under the net and gently pushes John back up to the surface. John gulps in air. Jesse and Randolph sail a dinghy over to John as he remains trapped inside the net on Willie's back. Randolph frees John from the net and helps him into the dinghy.
Okay. Come on.
Traumatized and exhausted, John watches as Willie swims away. He looks up and sees Max glaring disapprovingly at him from the deck of the Botany Bay. John looks contrite and stares remorsefully back at his son. His crew look down at him from beside the harpoon. A Coast Guard boat glides across the calm sea. The crew of the Botany Bay watch it approach. Beneath the waves, Willie swims away. Later, John sits in the stern of the Coast Guard vessel with a blanket wrapped around him. He looks up as Max comes over and joins him.
Hi.
Hi.
The cheeseburger saved your life.
John cracks a smile and looks down. Max smiles back at him. John looks over his shoulder at the Botany Bay, then turns back to Max with a pensive expression.
You were right.
Hey, you made a mistake.
Max steps over to his father, and they share a hug.
What am I supposed to do now? I'm a whaler, that's what I am.
Max looks up at his father.
Not to me. You're my dad.
They regard each other for a moment, then hug again. Max pats his father gently on the back. Drew, Jesse and Randolph watch from the deck of the Noah as the Coast Guard vessel pulls away.
It's not what I would have done.
What do you mean?
I mean, some guy tries to kill me, I wouldn't have saved his life. I would have bit his butt.
Well, maybe he's smarter than we are.
Or more human.
Well, he's gonna make a good father. Don't you think?
When the time comes.
Willie and Nicky swim away towards the horizon. A sunny day. A ship makes its way up an inlet. A stream runs down to the shore. Out in the bay, Drew, Max, Jesse and Randolph follow Willie and Nicky in a rubber dinghy. Wearing scuba gear, Jesse and Randolph dive into the water and swim down to the whales with cameras. Willie swims over to Jesse, who pats the whale's head. As Nicky swims past, the divers notice a calf's tail sticking out of her womb. They use the underwater cameras to film the birth. Willie and Nicky circle the divers, who keep filming. They capture the moment of the calf's birth. It slips out of the womb into the water in a cloud of blood and immediately starts swimming alongside its parents. The black and white killer whale family swims serenely through the cloudy water. Jesse and Randolph continue filming as the whales swim past them. Jesse and Randolph swim back up to the surface. The sun shines down through the water as a diffused orange orb above the whales. Jesse and Randolph make it back to the surface where Drew and Max are waiting in the dinghy. Drew takes a camera away from her eye, revealing a black smudge around her eye.
I like it, Drew. Brings out your eyes. Well, one of them at least.
She wipes her eye.
Guys.
Jesse, look.
The calf leads Willie and Nicky as the whales swim past the dinghy, heading out into the bay.
What are you gonna name him?
What do you say, Jesse?
I don't know. What do you say?
Me?
Yeah.
Max looks thoughtful.
I say we name Rector's dad.
Well, I say we name him Max.
The whales swim away into the bay, rhythmically rising and falling in the water. They periodically blow spray from the blowholes on the tops of their heads. The calf swims alongside its parents. One of the whales jumps into the air, flopping back into the water on its side. The whales swim on under an orange sun hanging above a glassy, calm sea. ITFC audio description.